Hey, real quick, just wanted to mention that we have a live podcast at the Hollywood Improv this Thursday.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
November 13th, 2014. So if you're listening and you live near Los Angeles, you can go to ifiwereyoushow.com for more information. There are tickets still available, so come and have fun with us. All right, let's get started.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's fitness nah. fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10%
Ooh.
Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Streeter's back. Back again. Streeter's back. Tell a friend. Things got real. Things got real. Things got real. Let's start.
Well, now, if you want to laugh and smile, hit subscribe to make it worth your while. Send your problems to these two Gentiles. Maybe they'll offend you and your lifestyle. Wow, they give advice. It always makes me laugh when I hear Jake say, hey. Listen to him cause he slams that Percy. Amir's Uncle Jesse always saying, oh mercy. Turn it down, mom, I'm talking about my penis. Don't listen in if you love Jesus. If you are them, this is the thesis. Jake and Amir, let's seize those cheeses.
Another dimension. No, it's just me singing now. It's not still part of the
You're
song.
Alone in this apartment.
We're at Streeter's place.
Hey, welcome.
We're back in New York, baby.
Whoa, it's like we never left. Jake already ate so much of my food.
He really made it
started.
At all.
Yeah, if you give a mouse a cookie, man, it started with a rice cake, and then it would just went from there.
No. He opened your fridge and saw that there was a half an egg roll.
Yeah,
can I have this half egg roll? And you can't say no to that, I guess.
I mean, I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, right. So I had a little bite. It was really good.
And then I just opened the floodgates.
Gave me the hunger. Then I saw a cracker. I saw some rice cakes.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Through the rice cakes, through the egg rolls, and now we're back. Did you guys like the Beastie Boys when you were kids, or is that like more of a Jewish thing?
It is a big Jewish thing, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
I liked them. I wasn't like way into them, though.
Yeah.
I think I was too young. I started liking them during their comeback. Like Intergalactica was the first Beastie Boys song I heard. And then I heard, like, after that, I heard all the classic ones.
White guys in my high school, aka everybody, love the Beastie Boys. And I also love the Beastie Boys. It's funny because they probably like grew up listening to like hardcore hip hop, and then they did hip hop themselves. And then all their fans were just white Jewish kids.
I mean, there wasn't even hardcore hip hop when they were growing up, though.
They have such a weird story. I thought they started out as a total joke. They like were a different kind of band.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they were like, it was like a joke.
They were like a punk band or something. And then they were like rapping as a joke, I think.
Either that or you're just insulting them. Yeah. I think they're a joke. One of your phones is not on airplane mode, and it's clicking. It's picking up.
No, it's probably mine. Yeah. It's probably me.
Is that a six?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. The signal is so strong.
How'd you get it?
I'm hearing it.
What was your deal?
What do you mean? How did you wait?
Oh, yeah. It's picking up. Get that away.
I'm trying. The thumb.
It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad.
Right. No, I didn't wait. Yeah. I pre-ordered online, and then it just was there the next day. I just went to the Apple store, picked it up.
How long do you have to wait for them to pick it up?
One day.
And you can just walk right in? You don't have to wait in the line?
Well,
this is something to talk about not on the podcast.
This is like, not I just want to know.
I don't remember how I got my phone.
I can tell you, there's a website that I've been tracking. It has the stock of every single Apple store in any kind of make, model, color, and phone carrier.
Can we check the one in New Haven?
Not right now because we're recording a podcast.
And you can't use the internet?
I couldn't. It would stop the recording. And two,
okay.
Don't ask me to do that shit.
As long as I know that it would stop the recording and you weren't being a D-bag.
So how many times have you been on the show now?
I think this might be five or six. It should have been more, but then I didn't go to London.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to be on two more. And then I really would have cemented my lead, which is the whole point of that trip.
I totally forgot you didn't come to London. It was
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was bummer. Sad though.
Oh, I really wanted to go,
but instead you had a job writing for Saturday Night Live, which I guess is good too, right?
Yeah, that was a good reason not to go.
That was a good get. Yeah. So you know how it works. We get emails from people who are asking us for advice, and you know this is where we offer it.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to the collective we, general. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like we're performing for an audience, but it's only three of us in a room.
The email address.
How that works?
The email address is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. If you have your own questions, let's give these real emails from real people, fake names, to preserve their anonymity. Should we go Beastie Boys?
Are there enough Beasties?
Well, there's three, but then they're at that guy, the DJ, that kept on, the MC. Oh, what's his name?
Rick, you're talking about Rick Rubin,
producer? God, no, I already forget. They had a guy, Mixmaster Mike.
Mixmaster Mike.
Yeah, yeah, he was like their DJ.
Right.
Let's say this first one's from Mixmaster Mike.
All right.
Mixmaster Mike writes, okay, so my name is Mixmaster Mike, and I'm in Colorado. I'm in the middle of something with my girlfriend. She recently moved in with me. Does she have to do my laundry and clean our room and such? Or is that machismo? She says that I should do hers and she will do mine. In parentheses, laundry. So is it machismo?
What is machismo?
It's like, you know, being like, a macho man. He wants to be a macho man.
Yeah, exactly.
To be a sexist man.
Yeah.
So sexist man.
Her proposal is straight up dumb.
Yeah.
It's a dumb idea. It's like you're not getting anything by just doing each other's laundry.
Right. Well, here's why it's dumb. Or it's good for her.
He'll just do a bad job with her laundry.
I've lived with a lady, and to do their laundry, it's hard. My clothes are all t-shirts and pants. I know how to fold that. I once fold like a girl's clothes. I'm like, what is this garment? Nothing is the same.
70 zippers on this thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's like, you see, or like a really thin sheet, and I'm like, is this a pant or a scarf?
My sister has a scarf like that. I don't know what it like wraps in some weird way, and I tried to fold it, and it wouldn't change.
It was
a vortex
shape
of a scarf.
It's a black hole.
Every single thing is like trying to fold the fitted sheet of a mattress,
which I taught myself
Amir
how to do.
Amir knows how to do that. Yeah, that's YouTube a big skill video. Of his. Yeah. Still has not eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or some weird shit like that, but he knows how to fold.
Never had a Tic Tac.
I thought of one yesterday that I hadn't done. I was like, oh, that's a good one. I've never. Oh, this is going to bother me.
Have you ever thrown up?
Yeah. You're thinking of Ricky, who hasn't vomited in like 15 years. What was the thing that I'm like, oh, I've never done that. God damn it. I hate my brain.
Gone on a trampoline, but we've trampolined together, you and I. What adventures we've had.
Let us go then, you and I, to the trampoline.
To the trampatorium. To Bounce University.
Bounce Castle. Where the disclaimers are 48 pages long because someone is going to break their arm.
Everyone shall bite their tongue off. Just the tip.
Is this guy expecting too much when you live with a girl?
You know, like, I remember this phase of moving in with a girl where it's like, it's rule time. And so you start like laying out all these like dumb rules and like complicated plans for who's going to do what. And everyone's like real concerned about it being fair. Yeah. That's a big thing with Vanessa and I for a while. It was like, well, if I did the dishes, so then you have to do the laundry. And eventually it's just like whoever has time, you know?
So that's a mature way to do it. It's like, if you're around, you do it. There's not like a rule.
But a laundry is so perfect. Right. Like, I wouldn't ever be like, I didn't have time, so you have to do our laundry. Yeah. I'm like, well, no, they're my clothes and my pants, so I make time to wash them.
Unless you have like a chore list. Where it's like, oh, I rake and do the snow you do the laundry.
You guys have like this shared space. You have like dogs that you bought together. So who feeds the dogs? Who walks the dogs?
I feed the dogs.
We'll let the dogs out.
But like, who does let the dogs out?
Yeah.
Who? Party was hot, party was jumping.
It's funny that you know the verses, but you thought it was who let the dogs out? Woof, woof, woof. But it's actually who.
I thought it was like sort of a play on like, who.
Oh, am I wrong? Is it a dog?
The dogs are barking and they're saying who.
Saying who, but they're saying who as if it were a dog saying who.
Who. Yeah, it's like that's the idea. Like, the dogs are all loose and then they're woofing. Not like, the dogs are loose. Who did it? Who did it? Who did it?
But that is the central question.
Yeah, I think that is it.
But I think they like that the dogs are out.
Yeah, who?
It's fun when the dogs are out.
You know those Baja gentlemen. the gentleman from Baja. The Baha'i faith gentleman.
I think this guy and his lady need to stop making plans and learn how to be a team.
Stop making plans, start being a man's.
Yeah, thank you. No. Yeah. Thanks for making that rhyme, even though it's not really what I said.
But at least it rhymes. We just get to a rhyme whether it's true or not. So what's your suggestion here?
I would say don't worry about who does what. You definitely don't go in hot and saying you do the laundry now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a good thing to say to a woman.
Like, that's like the one thing that you don't combine with the person. Or do you? Do you guys have one laundry?
Although there are things Vanessa will tell me not to wash because she has like a way she wants that they're supposed to get washed, and I'm too dumb to learn it and I don't understand. She also says I do the laundry wrong,
which is hard because you do is put it in the machine.
I put it in the hole, the water hole, and then I pour in the goo, and I come back and I move it to the hot tosser. And I think that's the way it goes. And then I take the lint out.
Yeah, the hot
part.
Tosser. I forgot about the hot tosser.
Yeah.
And then you fold it all up. You just wrap it up in your arms and stuff it into a single drawer.
Put it in a duffel bag and dump it out on the bed. Yeah.
It's hard. Laundry and like some stuff is like very personal. Like I like doing laundry like in a certain way, and like somebody else might like to do it in a different way. And like I feel bad like if I was living with someone and they did my laundry wrong, because you can't really complain about that.
You got them tiger striped underwear. You got them skid marks.
Yeah,
dude.
I gotta look after my own.
You gotta hide the skid marks.
Is it crazy to if you lived with a girl, would you keep the laundry separate?
Or is that too silly?
Because I don't know,
you're already
things.
Living with each other. Like, you're going to see each other at your worst.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not worried about,
you know,
like, I'm just worried
he's
about, like.
He's actually worried about her seeing this shit stains.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just worried about, like, I'll do my laundry when I want to do the laundry. Because then it's like, oh, I'm waiting for you to do your laundry. It seems like it's better to keep it separate. It's like, I don't want to take a shit when you have to go to the bathroom.
Separate but equal, right? That's
not,
what you're saying?
Not even equal. I want her to do hers worse.
We disagree then. I say just like learn how to live together, and living together means like you just do it when you do the chores when someone has time, you know?
Right, but like what about when I was living with a lady, it sort of just fell into certain ways. Like she would do the cooking and I would clean the dishes. So like
that's great.
It's 50-50.
You gotta find your rhythm, right?
Right.
Isn't that the whole thing?
But laundry, I can't quite remember. It must have been, I think it was separate.
Didn't you send it out?
Oh no, your dog's eating a water bottle.
That's okay.
she's turning blood red.
That's one of the main things she eats. That and her own shit.
Those are her two favorite foods. we would do it at home, but I'm just saying my suggestion is to do your own laundry. She can do hers. It's cause it's very preferential. She'll do it the way she likes to do it. You don't want to mess it up. Just like you said, like, oh, I accidentally washed this. I accidentally dried this. I didn't hang dry this. I didn't fold this. I don't even know what the hell this shawl thing is.
Right. How about
God
this,
damn though? It, Kristen.
Well, how about this then for a compromise?
Okay.
You let her set the pace. Cause it sounds like. She, I mean, in my experience, like, the women in my life have had way more preference when it comes to laundry than I have. Like, like, this is how you wash it. This is how you do it. I'm like, as I said, throw it in the water hole.
Right.
The hot toss.
And then the hot toss, yeah. And I'm done. So maybe he should just start out doing it. Let her be like, you're doing it wrong. You know what? I'm just going
to
do it.
Like, but it's so hard to say you're doing a favor for me wrong, even though you should. Like,
and
leave it to a woman.
This is what I get. But it's annoying because, like, if you do my laundry wrong, I do have to. I like. What's the cool?
I would
what's
not
the polite
feel good
do
about
it?
Somebody doing me that favor. Laundry is so like it's just my shit,
right?
Oh my God, just it's like the best. There's nothing I love more than someone doing my laundry. It's fantastic.
So if you lived with a girl, you would keep it separate as well.
I probably wouldn't be like. Here, give me your laundry, and I also wouldn't be like, will you take my laundry?
But
I would
just you like, have one hamper or two different hampers?
I would have.
How many?
Sir, objection. Will you have two hampers or one?
I think I would have a hamper and she would have a hamper. If I moved in with a girl, there'd be two closets. I would keep my hamper in the closet like I do now, and I bet she would just do whatever the fuck she wanted with her laundry.
Coward.
I wouldn't be like, I would hide my hamper from her.
You're a coward and a racist.
Coward.
Yeah. And then it has nothing to do with the laundry.
It's about the way you react when a dog jumped on your leg.
You were a scaredy cat. You have to stop eating the rice cakes. This is crazy. Why do you want rice cakes? They're not rice
That's
cakes.
All I have.
It's eating foam. Why are you eating foam right now? Are you hungry?
This is all. I've gotten to the point of fatness where Vanessa won't even bring home food anymore.
Right, I noticed the fridge is very empty.
The only thing that you could possibly eat here have no calories.
They're like, I'm giving you foam discs to discourage you from eating. They will fill your stomach up with zero.
It doesn't work. I'll find a way.
The idea is that it's so inedible that you will have a distaste for food.
It's rewiring your brain to think that all food is a bland.
She actually just replaced this sleeve with cardboard.
You're eating the sleeve.
I am.
Salted cardboard is very good.
I remember the thing I hadn't eaten until recently. I just had lox for the first time. Me,
really?
A Jew. I just
You're
had
a Jewish
lox.
Man.
It's because I never really ate fish growing up, and then I just started eating sushi. I'm like, oh, is lox like sashimi salmon?
Even better.
Because it's saltier.
Yeah, smoky and salty is delicious.
Yeah, but I don't like cream
cheese
either.
Do you do Nova? Do you do
Alaska? I don't know. It was like part of a catering thing, so I just tried lox. Not terrible, but I don't like cheese, so what am I supposed to eat? Just like lox on a bagel? You're still eating this
foam. You don't like cream cheese?
No, I don't like cream cheese.
You got to get a little schmear. Here, let me do it up for you, man. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a bagel. We're going to do a little cream cheese. We're going to do some capers. We're going to do some lox and some red onion. You're going to love
it. See, this is all Jewish food. I should be the one teaching you how to eat this.
But I'm teaching you. That's a wise Christian should.
Show me the way.
For it is my duty as a Christian soldier.
For he has done his job.
I really did eat that just so it would be gone and I wouldn't keep on thinking about it.
And now, if there was
you've done me a favor by taking away my food.
No, there's still some more over there. Actually, I could just go for another one. The entire time I was eating that, I was like, my mouth was so full that I couldn't speak, and I was just hoping neither of you would ask me to say anything.
I might eat this little baby pumpkin if I'm hungry enough. We have like a little decorative pumpkin. I might just take.
Just how? Bowl. How could you eat that?
Is that as if it's an apple?
Squash, it's right? Ceramic.
No, I've digested.
Oh, I do see you took a bite out of a book over there.
Yeah, Streeter literally took a bite out of crime earlier. It was crazy. Real last minute. What's your advice on this guy? Do your own laundry. No, just suck it up and do each other's laundry.
I would say don't make a rule. Just do it when it needs to get done and let it sort itself out.
Right. I'm with that. Like, never say always. I'll do this and you do that.
Never say always is very deep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Never say, so always say never.
No. You always say sometimes or always say case by case. All right, well, it's going to be as poetic, but you always say it's a case-by-case basis.
I will never say always. I say keep it separate. Laundry is a little too, it's personal. I'll do my laundry, you do yours. And don't make me do yours because, oh, no. I do my laundry, you do yours. Because I don't know how to do females' laundries.
Yeah, and machismo is too kind of a term for somebody who makes their girlfriend do their laundry.
All right, cool. Ready? Mm-hmm. Question number two.
What does MCA say?
MCA. Hey, Jake and Amir. I'm a university student, and the other day I hit the back of a lady's car while on my way to a gas station. It was a light tap afterwards she just kept driving. Relieved, assuming that I just slammed the brakes really hard, I continued to the gas station, but she ended up going to the same gas station. After pulling up beside me on the pump, I looked over and she was looking right at me. So my inner good guy came out and I went over to her and asked if I had hit her and she said yes. Just to shorten the rest, she turned out to own a music school, and she's never been in a car accident, driving for over 20 years, so she didn't know what to do and only took down my name and phone number. I'm kind of broke being a student and all, and I really don't want to pay her. she texted me and told me to pick up the appraisal from her on Saturday from the same gas station. Should I just ignore her and not pay, or should I continue to do the right thing? Ta-da.
Wow.
MCA.
Oh, that's a real conundrum. Is it?
Isn't it too late?
Yeah.
She has your name and your number. You can't disappear on her.
Sure.
You can say that it was her fault, though. Which it sounds like maybe it was. You say
if you rear-end somebody, it's always your fault, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Last person hit, right? Yeah.
Wait, if you rear-end someone, it's always your fault.
Yeah.
So you can slam on the brakes.
You're never supposed to be following so close. You're supposed to be alert. You're supposed to be able to stop. Like, if somebody slams on their brakes and you slam on yours and you hit them, then that just means you were following them too close or that you were going too fast.
Wow.
You're always supposed to be able to not hit someone who stopped in front of you.
Yeah, I'm afraid he's already, like, the real decision was should he have told her before, like, at first, at the gas station? Because he was about to get away with it.
Yeah, right? He should have just gotten away with it.
Yeah, and then he felt too bad. And his inner, quote, good guy, which is, I guess, his parents succeeding in life.
Right. Who isn't that good of a... If you had to wrestle that hard, your inner good guy is so small.
My demons. Oh, I finally decided, you know what? I will ask her if I hit her car, even though
that's
I know
so
that
passive.
I did.
I know that I did. I will...
Let me at least broach it. Yeah.
See if she doesn't make me pay for it.
Is that something like you call... Like, I don't really know how it works. Do you call insurance in that situation? Is that what insurance is for?
I think it's different state by state. But I believe in, like, California, like, insurance pays for everything. Like,
right. Whether your insurance is just going to go up since you got in an accident.
Right. So his insurance should pay for it if they win. Oh, right. Maybe what he can do to get out of it is say, all right, let's take it to the police.
Oh, and then she's like, oh.
And then they'll be like, oh, it's going to be a whole thing. Never mind.
But why, if she didn't do anything wrong, she would just be like, sure, yeah, we can take it.
I know, but she doesn't want to go through the bureaucratic red tape.
We hit a cab, a cab hit us.
Legally.
And the guy tried to, you know, he was like, can I just give you money? Let's just settle it. And we're like, no, we're going to, because, you know, we'll go through the whole thing. And he really did not want that. It was like a real hassle. And now, like, looking back on it, we should have just taken the money.
Right.
But maybe if he says, like, okay, cool, if you think it's a big enough thing that I need to give you money for, then let's do this the right way. We'll call the police. We'll report it. But see, we'll say what you'll say what you think happened.
No, that's only bad for him. Because I think this is why the reason people do that is because they don't want their insurance to go up. They don't want to, like,
that on their record. Like, I'll pay it off.
So, like, I'll just give you $300 to fix your car and, like, nothing bad happens. And this is, like, a one-time fee. Or she's like, I mean, the worst case scenario is you're like, oh, no, let's get my insurance involved. And she'll be like, okay, yeah, I've never been in an accident. If you think that's what's best.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she doesn't have to pay. Her insurance doesn't go up.
This is his last chance to get out of it completely.
He's not going
to. Like, he's either going to have to give her money, which he specifically said he does not have. Right? He said, I don't have money.
Well, then his insurance will have to pay for it.
I mean, it depends what his deductible is, of course. We'll have to look that up. His deductible's $1,500.
Yeah, where are you? Progressive, Geico, Allstate.
Well, just to switch things up, just to make things even more complicated, this is from Canada.
Wow.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Insurance is free there. Is it the same as healthcare?
Everything is free in Canada. Nothing costs money in Canada.
I'm just trying to say, like, yeah, probably the smart thing is just settle up. But if he really wants to take a swing and maybe get out of it completely, make it look like you're going to make a huge deal out of it.
What happens if she's like, okay, it's $1,100, and he's like, I don't have that?
Well, you could always say, like, do you mind if I get a second appraisal, because she might have just taken it to any random mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, somebody hit me, like, oh, this is the price. He's like, but this guy, if he has a mechanic that he should trust, that he knows, or a friend that, like, knows about cars.
Yeah, because her incentive is to just get it over with. She doesn't care what the price is.
She's maybe not necessarily shopping around at all, but he's like, I think I can find you a better deal. And maybe you could at least pay the smallest amount of money that way. I think that's the cheapest thing you can do rather than going through your insurance.
The cheapest thing you can do is ignore her phone calls. Her texts.
Right. Well, then she just, like, looks up, reverse looks up your phone number, finds out who you are.
Uh-huh.
Is she really going to do that?
Can
you even do that? You Google search a phone number, and if it doesn't come up with anything,
I think it actually,
you know what?
Wait,
here's the deal.
But you could also just give it to the police, be like, this guy hit me, he gave me his name and his number, and now he's not answering.
But do you really think the police are going to look into that?
Yeah, they'll
be like, okay, thanks, man. We'll just file that away.
No,
this is Canada, so this is like the biggest crime.
This is in New York City. This is like some small town in Canada where he ran into a lady who owns a music school.
I didn't even know you could do that. Yeah, you can own a school in Canada, which is kind of cool.
I'm just trying to help this dude not pay money. I thought that was the objective here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
no, the objective is to what would you do in this situation?
Oh, I just pay the money. Give her the money.
Of course.
I'm rich, so I can do it.
Not a problem.
Should we just pay this guy out? If it's less than $500, maybe we should just give it to him.
Is that nuts? It's on Squarespace.
How many texts do you sell, Jake? Maybe it's not there.
That's actually a good intro. TextJake.com is still up and running if you guys are interested in Jake's personalized texting advice. He will give his suggestions within 24 hours, guaranteed. That URL again is textjake.com. How's TextJake going for you?
I actually really like it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Volume? I mean, I know you don't want to discuss specifics, but
The first day was a little overwhelming. I haven't missed anybody yet.
Yeah, you've probably answered close to 200 texts in the first week, right?
I think like 175.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is like your own personalized Dear Abby column.
Yeah.
Like old advice.
The interesting thing that I'm finding is that a lot of people don't necessarily need like this one golden text.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it is like I can read their whole entire text and like give them direction and be like, so some guys are just like, yeah, like I think it's going good. I don't know if I should ask her out. And I read the conversation and it's like so clearly going amazing. And I'm like, what the, you could say anything you want. And then sometimes people are like, oh man, I want to just ask this girl out. And I'm reading the text and the girl's like borderline going to press charges on me. Like, don't text this girl anymore.
Yeah, when Garrett, I should say, built it, or when we had it in mind to be built, we thought it would be like mostly just say this and then you're going to get a response and then you say this, like you're actually texting for people. But it's usually just like a one and done thing where you're like, don't worry, this is going great. I would say this, and if it goes here, then you can do this. It's not just like one text, and then you're waiting to hear the response.
Right. Originally, we thought that we
might
be
have
able to
adjust
like,
the business plan. Now.
I know. It's a lot more time consuming. We thought
Ask
that it was just
Jake available. AskJake.com.
That's what this is. We thought it was just going to be like I could respond from my phone, but I'm like writing.
You're writing
like 300 word emails back to these people.
My God, you have to stop caring so much.
I really want them to fuck. I really want them to fuck.
You want everyone to fuck. That's what's nice about it.
That's your goal. That's
including this kid who rear-ended that
rant. Here's how you fuck the teacher.
You say, if that rear-ending was good, how would you like this type of rear-ending?
You owe me money.
This one cost you $300.
So shop around if you want to find the best offer. Or if you don't want to pay anything at all, simply ignore her forever. But know that the risk to that is jail time.
Wait, can I just say, can I just throw in one thing?
Yeah.
I would say he should just be honest with the lady and say, I don't have a lot of money.
I can help you out up to this amount.
Yeah, like all I have is this dollar. Or, you know, like if it's not a huge deal, can you just let it slide because it wasn't a big accident? It was an honest mistake.
I came up to you and I came up to you and I said,
hey, did I hit you or was that, did you stop short? Or,
did you hear, did you feel that earthquake? That like guy, that little nudge?
I like stopped and then some dude ran between our car with a crowbar and he went boop. And then I was like, I tried to chase him and I.
What was that?
You owe me actually.
What was that?
Maybe say if you don't let me off the hook, and I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but at some point in your life, maybe many years from now, when you've long forgotten about this incident, this whole conversation, this series of events, you'll lose someone or something. And in the back of your head, you'll always wonder, was that him who did this for me, who took this thing I loved? Was it that kid from all those years ago? Uh-oh. And you just leave her with that.
Oh.
And that, maybe that'll freak her out enough that she just lets
you
it go.
You want him to say that to her.
Yeah, that's what he should say to her many years from now. Long past.
Will you guys title this movie? That's the first 10 pages is this accident. And then the rest of the movie plays out. And he works at her school to pay it off. And then
he looks different.
Right, he looks different. He's from the wrong side of the tracks. And then he's like, she's like, you know, Miss Blank, I keep seeing you teaching these kids. Maybe you can teach me violin. And then she starts to be like, what is it called? When you're a phenom at
a prodigy.
Yeah, prodigy. And he goes on to be like a world famous musician. And then at the end, he makes a lot of money. And then he gives her that check. He's like, by the way, I don't think I ever paid you back for this.
That's $300.
That's $300. Right. So what's the name of that movie?
Ooh. Fender Bender. But here's the deal. He's a guitar player. Yeah. He plays guitar.
And his whole thing is that, like, he has like the bending of the string.
Yeah, he goes,
he bends it. Okay.
Like Beckham.
We'll call it the
Bender like Beckham.
Bender bend it like Beckham.
That's good. That's a free movie idea for you guys.
Anything? So you're welcome, Hollywood.
Let's take a little break. Let's take a chill out half an hour in backstretch. You work at SNL. Do you like it?
I love it.
How many weeks have you worked there?
Six? Seven?
Wow.
This season.
Do you ever think about us?
I think about you guys all the time.
Yeah.
I have pictures of you. They're everywhere.
I was noticing as I was walking around this apartment that there wasn't any pictures of me or Amir.
Is that true?
Why would there be? Do you have a picture of Street in your house?
You know what? I have a picture of Jeff Rubin on my desk that Vanessa's covered with a piece of paper.
Yeah, and the piece of paper says Jew.
She said I couldn't stand to look at that hideous, vile Jew monster anymore. And covered it up. It was so weird.
Yeah, she put a rice cake over it.
Speaking of, can I finish that egg roll?
What?
You didn't finish it?
No, I only took one bite.
Oh, yeah, go get it, man. There's also a carton of brown rice in there. If you
really?
Yeah, a little tiny.
Do you have any sriracha?
I might. I don't want to check the door.
don't tell me to check the door. I will check the
door. I'll obviously check the door.
I don't know if I have sriracha.
We have hot sauce. That's good.
We were kind of really pissed when you got the job because that meant you, one, couldn't go to London, and two, couldn't move to Los Angeles. So, like, instead of feeling good,
you said you were happy.
Right.
You said congratulations.
Of course, because what am I supposed to say? Like, oh, that pisses me off because it negatively affects me personally?
Yeah.
Like that it pisses you off.
Yeah, it makes me angry and upset.
Like you heard and were like, God damn it, what an ass.
Yeah, it was like, it was a positive for you and a negative for us.
Right, so overall for us it was a negative. Yeah. Because the positive for you doesn't register on our radar.
Like Streeter was happy, his wife was happy, his friends and family on the East Coast were happy.
Right, I mean, all
and
all
like
of my
I was,
wife and my
yeah, but I was,
here,
so. I was mad. I was like,
yeah,
I stewed.
And you knew that his parents would be like, oh, this is such a great opportunity for you.
The other thing is, I knew that it was only going to be,
and that
it was the day before we went to London.
Yeah,
and I knew it would only be like 4 days, but I knew it was only good. I knew I was like stressed that day.
Yeah,
and then the two shows in London would be like. Sad and hard without Streeter,
of
but
course.
After that, it'd be fine.
But
I wanted him to come to Berlin.
Yeah.
Basically, I was like, this is 1 week of inconvenience and then a lifetime of happiness for Streeter and his friends and family.
And yet still.
And I was like, I want to be happy.
It burned you.
It's what I wanted. It's what we wanted.
I couldn't smile about it.
Yeah.
It stung you hard, and I'm sorry about that.
The congratulations text that I sent you was like, it was sent through clenched teeth, and I was like hitting the phone
and
so
also,
hard it
yeah,
almost cracked.
He was so mad, he had to go through somebody else that he texted congratulations to and just copy and paste it.
I couldn't bring
myself. You couldn't even type out the words.
I did a Google search for salutations until like a synonym came up, and then I copied and pasted that.
Wait, who did the London show instead of me?
That's a good question. Two local comedians.
How were they?
They were pretty funny.
Yeah.
One guy was a Canadian, actually, and one guy was a local from Manchester. But it was cool to have, like we were talking about, and now we prefer it that way, to have, like, a local comic.
Instead of me?
Yeah, right,
oh,
exactly.
Right.
So it would be, like, a No Streeter themed show,
yeah.
I guess.
So just like whoever isn't me.
Yeah, so it could also be people from LA or New York. Like,
actually,
I don't mind if somebody travels with us as long as
that'd be
sounds.
Nice.
Yeah,
to have a friend.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are being, you know, I felt like I was pretty cool when you just sort of announced that you were moving to LA and I knew I wasn't going to go with you and I feel like I was pretty.
We thought
cool
you were.
That I said,
yeah,
that's great.
We thought you'd follow suit.
We thought you were going to come. That's why we hosted you out in LA so often.
Oh, now you're putting that on me. I've been staying with you guys for a long time.
It was so nice when you did. I loved when you stayed with us.
I had my whole routine. I would drink all your agave syrup.
Yeah. We had iced coffees in the afternoon.
I think we left a box of baseball cards in that house.
Oh, I have so many baseball cards.
They all turned to mush. They all disintegrated.
If anyone listening wants a baseball card, just email me.
Your cousins didn't want them? That's who you brought them back for.
Yeah. No one wants them.
I guess you shouldn't have bought 16 cartons of them.
I was mad with power. They were so cheap.
All right. Let's... we have to take a small little break and thank one more sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Streeter after the...
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms. Give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire. Mm-hmm. You get matched with a licensed therapist. Mm-hmm. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp.
And we're back. I love the ad so much. What did you want to say real quick before I moved on?
Yeah, of course. I wanted to offer our condolences to the guys from Cartel. Well, the guy from Cartel.
The one that...
Both of them. Fuck me. I suck. But we started this podcast loosely based on their podcast.
Right.
That was our inspiration.
Well, your inspiration. I had never listened to the show.
Right. And I think I showed you an episode.
Yeah.
And
you won't now. Yeah, I refuse to.
Well, right. Now there's... Yeah.
You won't do it. So what was his name?
Ray Magliozzi.
Oh, he's
good
gone.
Man. Funny man.
Did they know how he died?
Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yeah.
That is sad.
That sucks.
That was the first time we talked about a real death on the show. Things actually got real.
For real.
It happened.
Was that the first time we talked about a real death?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
R.I.P.
Who listens to this anyway? I know I don't.
Mir, if you die, would you want me to give like a funny eulogy or like a touching one? I assume it's me, right? It's me.
Sure. I think it would have to be funny and then like a little sad, poignant at the end. Kind of like a
so
roast.
So hard to make it sad.
Oh, that'd be...
Everyone's having such a good time. That... You don't want to kill the room, you know?
Yeah. It would be pretty cool if it was just biting. And then like everyone would come up to you and be like, what was that? And then like the people that really knew me, like, no, if you knew Amir, he wouldn't want it to be touching.
Right.
Like
yeah.
That. Yeah. Like that's what he... Like it's I feel like...
So just sarcastic the whole time?
Yeah. It was like when one of the... Monty Python people died, like one of the eulogies is just like really mad and everyone's like, that was the actually the sweetest thing he can do because that's what he would have appreciated the most. Should we get to one or maybe two more questions?
Yeah, I mean, I'd prefer one.
Yeah, I know. You got to go.
Where do you have to go?
Probably back to fucking work or something, prioritizing shit over us.
I have the week
us.
Off right now.
I assure you I do.
I don't want any more of this nonsense about you being mad at me.
It's such a funny way to say I'm like not so that like, you actually have to apologize, but it's like if someone's mad at you, it's like I don't want this nonsense about you being mad at me.
This is nonsense that you're mad at me. I don't want to deal with it.
That's how British people get mad at each other.
You being mad at me is a bad idea.
It's nonsense.
It's foolishness and nonsense.
It's nonsensical.
So stop not making sense. All right, this is a girl named Ed Rock.
Is that the one that died? So we talked about a death on this podcast already?
Oh, yeah. Who did die? No, MCA died.
Oh, shit.
Adam Yaw.
Was he?
No. I don't know. I said in the beginning
look,
that
this isn't
I wasn't
about,
a huge Beastie Boys fan.
Look, we appreciate
look
both of them. No.
Oh, you made me put my phone on airplane mode.
This is about Magliozzi, okay? We're not going to make it an in memoriam for two people.
All right. Ad Rock writes, but it's a girl named Ad Rock. Hey guys, this may seem small, but it's been bugging me for a while. Unfortunately, I have a crush on my really cute friend who's kind of a player. For example, when he goes out to parties, he makes out with attractive girls that he meets. On Monday, he proudly walks into class with hickeys covering his neck because he made out with a friend over the weekend in her dorm room. It ate away at me throughout the entire class until I finally caved and casually asked him how he got them. The first thing this jerk said was that it took me way too long for me to notice them. He's been strutting around like he's friggin' Brad Pitt since he got them. I'm worried that this boost to his ego means pretty soon he'll choose another girl to be with, and I'll never get a shot at him. My question is, when a guy like him lets a girl put hickeys on his neck, does he like her? Or is he just in need of a major ego boost since he hasn't hooked up with a girl in more than 6 months? Thanks.
Wait, hold on.
It says 6 months.
That doesn't make sense then. She said this dude's a player and he's making out with girls left and right.
Yeah, I think he's just... The basic question is,
Well, I mean, there's a large issue at hand, but her question is, when a guy lets a girl put hickeys on his neck, does he like her, or is he just in need of a major ego boost?
I feel like the problem is that this girl really wants this guy, and she's trying to, like, be like, oh, this player loser comes in with hickeys, and it's so hot, and I want him, and is it, like, normal, or he sucks, but isn't he sexy?
Yeah.
Like, which, you're so conflicted.
She's super conflicted, yeah.
But this guy does sound kind of like a jerk, because he's like, oh, I can't believe how long it took you to notice my hickeys.
Right. I don't know, he could just be saying that. In his world, they're just friends,
mm-hmm.
and friends notice shit about each other, and would call that out right away, and be like, what is that, dude? You know?
Oh, so
she can't be mad at him for being a player, and then, like...
Yeah, especially
she's acting like a player. She can't be mad at him for being a player and then also like him.
Right.
Like, oh, this guy's such a jerk. Especially because I want him to fuck me.
What are your thoughts? What is your stance on hickeys?
I feel like that's... Maybe it was cool in high school or college. I mean, definitely I wouldn't want hickeys on my neck now. It's pretty scummy.
Because why? Because why is it embarrassing?
It's not embarrassing, but, like, I think it's hard to hit on a girl. Well, maybe it's not. It seems like it's working for this guy.
Right. It's kind of like buying condoms. It's embarrassing, but you're basically admitting that you are getting some. But it's still shameful in a way.
It is shameful because it's, like, it's not shameful. It's just you don't want it. It's a very, like, it's the only, like, outward display that you, like, got lucky, you know?
It's like
a stain that lets everyone know about your private life. And not that that's a problem, but it's like, if you're confident and cool, you don't need to talk about that shit.
Right. It's like, you wouldn't want to wear a shirt that says, I got laid last night.
Right, yeah. People who are so, like...
Being covered in hickeys, too, is like, somebody maybe kissed you too hard.
Yeah.
That, like, doesn't necessarily... You look like a leper. If you have, like, a bunch of hickeys on your neck, it almost looks like you had weird bad sex.
But if someone was, like, if you were hooking up with a lady and she starts giving you a hickey, would you say stop or push her away?
I don't think I like the sensation that like, if somebody's sucking on my neck really hard, I would probably be
nice
like,
about it.
This isn't hot. I don't think I wouldn't be like, hey, stop, this isn't hot, but I would definitely, like...
Flinch away.
I would move. Yeah, I would not allow that to be happening.
But you've had hickeys before.
In my lifetime,
I've seen you with hickeys, like, 6 months ago.
You have 3 hickeys right now.
Yeah, but it's cool when I do it. I'm a player. Surprised it took you guys this long to notice.
So what would you tell this girl? Is she reading too much into it? Is she...
Yeah, this guy doesn't, like, have hickeys from this girl because he likes her. He wants... I mean, if anything, he's broadcasting these hickeys for other girls.
Right.
Oh. I think he just, like, in the heat of the moment, if a girl's like, I'm going to give you a hickey, you're not... You know, I don't know how old he is, but, like, if they're in, like, high school or something, you're not going to stop it.
Yeah.
You're like, just, yeah, whatever, go ahead, as long as we can, like, keep making out.
You know, like, so embarrassing. I would hate to have a hickey. I wonder if I've ever had a hickey. I know I've never had locks.
I've seen you with a hickey, I think.
Maybe, like, I guess there are different levels of hickey.
But it used to be a thing. Like, girls would, like, yeah, I remember in, like, 8th grade, be like, I'm going to give you a hickey.
Right, yeah.
And then you'd be like, I present you neck. And they're like, all right. Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Burst all the capillaries in your neck.
I do have, like, I don't know if it's a vision of my own memory or, like, just a TV or a movie show. Or a TV show or a movie where, like, girl's like, come on, let me give you a hickey. Like, no, I don't want a hickey. And the girl's like, no, I really want to give you a hickey. Is it good for a girl to give a hickey?
It's like a dog marking their territory. It's right. Like the human equivalent of a dog pissing on a tree. It's like I've been here and this is mine.
Right, and then it's like, you have to say where you got it.
Who gave you that hickey?
Yeah.
Who gave you that hickey?
What's so lame. It's like your hatred of Facebook relationship posts. Yeah. You don't like saying that stuff.
He really should this girl's worried, like, does that mean he likes that girl? It does not mean that he likes that girl.
Right.
If anything, he's, like, excited about other girls giving him hickeys.
I think the hickey thing, she's getting hung up on the wrong thing here. She's, like, found some little weird detail about him and decided it's, like, the big deal, and she's reading into it a lot because what she really doesn't want to do is read into her own feelings and admit that if she wanted to be with him, she should make a move. She should be the one giving him hickeys, and she needs to let him know that.
Yeah.
You know? She can't get mad at him for just being a guy and,
you call,
you know,
like, this
hooking
dude,
up.
If he's hooking up, if he's a player, then, like, you can't be like, I want to be with this guy, and, like, he's already getting hickeys from other girls.
Don't
enter this into, like, with the expectation that you're going to
change him.
Right.
Because that's what girls used to do to you.
they think they use, they're like, oh, I want to change Jake.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tame that beast.
Yeah, right. But it's not going to happen.
No, no, the opposite. Yeah. It only makes me more wild.
Throw gasoline onto the fire, and then I get singed in the hickeys. What if it's not even hickeys? What if he's just bruising? Like, if you touch it, and it's a soft, mealy, like, it's almost just, like a mealy
he hair. Just has a weak neck.
It's a bunch of cysts.
Oh, God.
He has some really, really bad ingrown hairs.
The best thing you can do is just be like, oh, like, really, really passively, just be like, huh, those are gross. And then, like, it'll just eat away at him. Find two other of your friends to tell him they look gross.
Yeah.
She should say, I could give you a better one.
Oh,
and on your fucking
on your
taint
on your knob top. You want on your knob top, sir?
Why is it? Is neck where the hickeys are the most prevalent, or is that just the only place where hickeys can happen because the skin is so thin?
I think you can get them wherever. Like, but have you seen cupping? You know, that weird. It's that like weird like Eastern like healing method where they heat up cups, these little bowls, and they put them on your back, and then they like pop them off, and you're left with like. These crazy circle bruises everywhere.
I wonder what's the science of hickey? You suck
it's
so much
vacuum.
That the blood
yeah
it gets from the inside of the vein out and towards the skin.
It's like you create a vacuum, and like nature
it's almost like
a
magnet.
Vacuum, so things want to fill it. You know,
so the blood is actually just going through the veins that they're in and then towards the skin.
I think it's busting out little like. Capillaries or whatever. I think it's like breaking.
So you can almost get a hickey so deep and like
bruise.
Just keep sucking until like it comes out of your blood.
Like, I don't know if you could suck the blood straight through the skin
out of the
without
skin.
Biting it. Your skin's
tough. Is
that what
leeches happen? Leeches do that.
Well, leeches pierce, you know, they pierce the skin.
Of course.
But it's like if you took a vacuum and stuck the nozzle on you, like you're and left it there and cranked it up, like you'll probably get a little bruise.
Would it just start bleeding? I like
internal,
when our bleeding.
Internally bleeding.
I love when our podcast evolves into three idiots theorizing. What is it? Can you do that? I feel like you could.
Of course
give
not.
Give your arm.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hickey on your arm. We'll see what you do.
Until you're just spitting out blood.
I remember giving myself an arm hickey.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Once,
so
right.
You can't. But the skin on your arm is maybe thin like the skin on your neck.
Yeah,
you
can
do
like
it
on my
arm.
Like my bicep area. Yeah.
Here's okay. Real last question because we're running out of time. Why don't you get hickeys? Can you get a hickey on your penis?
Oh, I don't think so.
But why not?
Because your dick skin is totally different skin.
It feels like thin skin.
No, it's like a bat wing. It's like super elastic and stretchy and stuff.
Jake,
like,
you've seen porn? Any dick hickeys?
I haven't.
Or dickies?
I've never seen a dickie.
Maybe if you got an erection and then someone tried to give you a hickey, it might work. Because otherwise, the blood's just going to go to your penis and fill it up. And you're like,
oh, I'm not talking about the head.
Supposed to do.
I'm talking about maybe the underside.
That's what, yeah. That's
yeah.
What I'm
of course.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But so, the whole purpose of your dick is for blood to flow to it. So
right.
If you're trying to get blood to flow there, it already has a thing it does when it does that.
Yeah, it's called
which
a boner.
Which is getting monstrously huge and gnarly.
Yeah.
And it's cool and big.
All right. That's our time. Do you want to plug anything before you have to go?
I guess I'll plug my podcast.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
The Talk of Shame.
It's the Talk of Shame.
Oh, man. Good stony theme song.
It has it all.
Talkofshameshow.com. You guys have been on it.
Yeah.
You'll be on it again.
Yeah. More. We have to be on yours six times now.
That was
even
the
though
deal.
You only had 13 episodes. We want to be
deal.
On half of them. We should also say that we have a live show coming up because it is coming up. If this is Monday, November 9th, and we have a live show at the Hollywood Improv, a live podcast on Thursday, November 13th, which is so soon. So please come out. It's fun. You
oh,
get
wow.
to watch the podcast live and then we hang out. We
just
have fun.
Just hearing about this. I don't know if I'll be able to make it. You guys need to give me a heads up.
Are you off
frenzy? No, but I mean, I can maybe try.
Wow.
Right
again,
now.
Even if we wanted you, again, you couldn't because you have a job in New York, I guess.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. That opening theme song was written by Pete Bradford. And this closing one is from a guy named Anderson. So thank you, Pete and Anderson. And if you guys have any questions or theme song submissions or thumbnail submissions of your own, send it to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Thanks, Streeter.
Sure.
See ya.
Bye.
Have a podcast. Write in today. Put you on blast. Hashtag dope and I add.
hashtag hope that the kitchen pants will last. Do you want to know how my podcast works or how you can contact them? Scanning photos or emails on mom. If I were you, show@gmail.com.
Hey, this is Greg Fitzsimmons, host of FitzDog Radio, right here on Podcast One. Join me and my guests, people like Zach Galifianakis, John Hamm, Carolla, Hardwick, Rogan, everybody. Track my rage against middle age, FitzDog Radio on Podcast One.